principle number 12, discussing the two ways. We're on page 32. This next section here is a little over a page. So maybe we'll just read it through in this session and, God willing, discuss it the next time. The Baal Sulam writes in the book Matan Torah, "Two forces motivate us to develop spiritually towards our purpose of attaining the state of pure giving and alignment with God. The difference between the two is that one of them we consciously choose and it draws us forward, while the other one pushes us forward without our choosing it. The force that pushes us forward without our choosing it is called the way of suffering, or the way of nature. The suffering we experience shows us the damage that egoism causes. To the extent that we see how bad our egoism is, we want to be rid of it. We thereby progress spiritually. The force that draws us to our purpose through conscious choice is called the way of Torah and mitzvot. Through the spiritual practice of mitzvot and striving to be in divine service, we become aware of what inside ourselves needs to be fixed. This way of Torah mitzvot has two main advantages over the way of suffering. One, in the way of suffering, life experiences push us forward, and we feel the pain and destruction that our egoism causes. In the way of Torah, we don't need to wait for these experiences of suffering to push us forward. With spiritual work, we reach the same awareness without having to go through the pain and suffering. The pleasure we feel when we are in service to God makes us realize the worthlessness of all self-serving pleasures. We become aware that these minuscule pleasures interfere with the ecstasy of divine service. Through the spiritual work of Torah mitzvot, we become progressively aware of what we need to fix in ourselves through the great pleasure and tranquility we feel when connecting with our divine source. Two, the other main advantage of the path of Torah over the path of suffering is that we spiritually develop more quickly. Since this is the path we consciously choose, it is in our hands to increase our spiritual practice of Torah mitzvot as much as we want, in order to hasten our inner transformation." Okay, so God willing, we'll discuss next time.